Hi, friend, and welcome to the Brand Strategy Podcast, a show created to equip you with the inspiration, encouragement, and clarity you need to build the brand of your dreams. I'm your host, Bonnie Bakhtiari, brand designer, strategist, and founder of The Illume Retreat. From sustainable strategy to heartfelt encouragement, each episode is designed to equip you with the tools you need to chase after your dreams. Because you deserve a brand that empowers you to do what you love, connects with your dream clients, and offers a deep sense of fulfillment along the way. So grab a cup of coffee and join me on this journey, won't you? Hey friend, welcome back to the Brand Strategy Podcast, and welcome to today's episode, where I'm really excited to be chatting with you about three very common self-limiting beliefs that are holding you back from your first or your next six-figure year. Now, over the years that I have worked alongside talented creative entrepreneurs just like you through coaching and through branding, one common theme that I see pop up time and time again, especially with my group coaching gals inside my six-month program, the Heartfelt Brand Society, are that they are dreaming of hitting six-figure years. Maybe they've already hit a six-figure year and they have their sights set on that next one, or maybe they are someone who is still kind of in those earlier stages of growing and they're dreaming of hitting that first six-figure year. Regardless of your motivation or your season of business, I think that that is a beautiful and worthwhile goal. And today, I want to break down some very common, pervasive, self-limiting beliefs that could be standing in your way of making that happen for yourself. Now, as we dive into this conversation, again, if you are new to the show, this is maybe the first time you're hearing this from me, but if you have been listening for any length of time, you know that I believe very deeply in the idea of defining your definition of success. So today I'm talking about hitting six figures. That might not be your goal. That might not be what success looks like to you, and that is okay. The beautiful thing about being your own boss, the beautiful thing about running your own business, is that you get to determine what those metrics are that define success and that you are chasing after. If that is six figures, if that is seven figures, if you are dreaming of building a massive empire and are chasing after the profit that comes with it, I want to cheer you on. But also, if you're dreaming of something smaller, maybe you don't need six figures. Maybe the idea of growing an empire through your business feels a little overwhelming, or it just really turns you off. That is also worthwhile. That is also beautiful. And I also want to cheer you on in that. So I felt like before we dove into this conversation, I needed to share that little disclaimer that at the end of the day, you get to choose what definition of success you're chasing after. It can be whatever sets your heart on fire. But today's episode is all about self-limiting mindsets that are holding you back from hitting that big, beautiful goal. Today, it's kind of through the context, really, of a six-figure year, but you could easily replace that six-figure year with whatever goal you're dreaming of, because these self-limiting mindsets are so sneaky that they pop up when we least expect them. And so regardless of whether or not your goal looks like those six figures, there's a good chance that you have been tripped up and unintentionally sabotaged by one or more of these beliefs in the past. Okay, so enough of that. Let's get into it. First and foremost, like I said earlier, over the years, through my group coaching program, I have seen so many of my incredible students come to me and say, Bonnie, this is the year I want to hit six figures, or this is the year that I want to scale my business and I want to break past six figures. And that is so worthwhile. That is beautiful. But what I'm hearing is truly, underneath that goal, they are dreaming of hitting kind of a new level of success, a new level that they have not reached before. So with that in mind, there's a lot of intimidation, a lot of unknown, and a lot of learning that we have to walk through in order to hit that next step. Now, if you're feeling stuck when it comes to making a profit within your business, especially to the tune of six or seven figures, I want us to look into three very common mentalities that are unintentionally holding you back. First, I think we need to identify that you might be feeling stuck in hitting your next six-figure year if you are believing that profit equals greed. If you think that it is greedy to want six figures, seven figures, however many figures, we could go on exponentially from there. If you're believing that that is greedy, then you are going to struggle to make that happen because you are telling yourself, whether you realize it or not, that the goal you're chasing after is immoral. I want to challenge that belief. Friend, at the end of the day, if our businesses aren't profitable, then I hate to break it to you, but you just have a really expensive hobby. And instead, I want to challenge you to view profit as a tool. If you are able to earn more, then I believe you're able to do more good things in your life, in the life of those you serve, in the lives of those around you. So if you're believing that profit is greedy, that earning more is a bad thing, we need to reframe that mindset. Profit does not necessarily equal greed, because profit is a tool. Profit is a tool that allows you to better provide for your family, for others. It's a tool that allows you to give back to your community. It allows you to really build the life that you want to live. So maybe for you, that's a debt-free life. Maybe you're dreaming of paying off your house or paying off student loans or resting assured knowing that you can send your kids to college without having to go into debt. Maybe you're dreaming of a life of travel, exploring the globe, seeing so many cultures and meeting different people and experiencing the vibrancy and the richness of the world around us. Maybe you're dreaming of a life of generosity. Maybe you want to earn more so that you can give more. Maybe you're wanting to experience a higher amount of profit within your business so that your business can be truly socially minded and can give back in radical and truly generous ways. Whatever life you're dreaming of living, friend, I believe that money can be a positive asset in your experience that allows you to hit those goals. Now, I know that this can be a bit of a challenge, especially if you have had a negative relationship with money that kind of goes back to your childhood or to maybe in your 20s when you were learning how to handle your finances. I know a lot of us can get really hung up around money. My sweet friend Shanna Skidmore is a financial coach, and she has so much great content over on her blog all about different money mindsets and the way that we view our ability to earn and how we can move past a lot of that. So I'm going to link to her blog in the show notes and some of those articles so that you guys can head on over and take a look. And for reference, if you want to take a look at the show notes, all you need to do, just head to brandstrategypodcast.com and you'll be sorted. Okay, so mentality number one, mindset number one that is holding you back, if you're believing that profit is greedy, then I hate to break it to you, it's going to be really hard to hit that six-figure year. So next up, self-limiting belief number two. You think that you need hashtag all of the things. You think you need to do all of the things in order to earn more. If you're believing that you need to do everything, that you need to have like a million different streams of revenue, that you need to be constantly hustling, if you think that you need to have, you know, just more in order to earn more, you're unintentionally sabotaging yourself by just adding more to your plate without purpose. I have found in my own life and in the lives of my students through my group coaching program that you do not need to have 50 plus clients in the books. You don't need to have a course, an additional passive product. You don't need those things all running at the same time in order to hit six figures. Because instead of pouring your energy into your most profitable streams of revenue that already exist, you're actually wasting energy by scattering it about, trying to figure out how to create new streams of revenue. I hear time and time again, and I'm actually going to be doing a new episode all about this topic. I know that we all talk about wanting to have passive income, right? It sounds so shiny, so beautiful. It is such an alluring thing to think in order to hit six figures, I need to have a passive stream of revenue. I need to have a course or an ebook or a download or a webinar out there. And in some cases, yes, those can be truly profitable and they can serve you so well. But the thing that no one tells you about setting up those additional streams of revenue They take up so much of your time. They take up so much of your energy. And it is not always wise to call your attention, to call your time and your energy away from what you're already doing in your business, your existing streams of revenue that are truly profitable. That is not to say that you are not capable of doing incredible things and that if you decided to launch new services or products, they would not be wonderful. I have every confidence that they would be fantastic. But what I am saying is that everything you do has the potential to cause you an exponential amount of money. Everything you do. But if you are only pouring a percentage of your energy into your highest stream of revenue, how are you ever going to expect to see a massive return? How is that ever going to earn more for you? If you are taking your time and your energy away from kind of those big money makers that already exist within your business, I would argue that that is not going to lead you to that six-figure year, my friend. If you are believing that you need to do more, have more clients, offer more services, introduce more products, you know, I could go on, then I believe that that is actually going to keep you from the exponential growth that you are dreaming of. This is something that I actually teach inside my free training for designers and strategists on how to triple your income without taking on more clients. I really focus on breaking this mindset for those in the design community on believing that you need to have more clients in order to earn more. So let's think about how we can actually move forward from this self-limiting mindset here. Instead of thinking that your plan to hit your next six figures revolves around having a course and an ebook and your one-on-one services, instead, let's take a minute, pull out a piece of paper, and let's sit down and think about what it would look like to hit that gorgeous, brave financial goal through only one or two simple streams of revenue. I want you to ask yourself if you're going to stick with your secret sauce, with the incredible work that you already do, maybe that's one or two services, one or two products, whatever that looks like. If you're going to stick with those streams of revenue that you know convert well for you, let's think through, in order to hit your six-figure year, how many clients do you need? You can break that down monthly. You can break that down quarterly. Personally, I like to break it down quarterly so that I know each quarter of the year I have different pushes that I'm aware of with my editorial calendar. We've got different things launching or different client projects that I'm working on. So for me, quarterly, I like being able to kind of play with those numbers. So it's not necessarily I know that I need to book, you know, I don't know, 5 clients every single month for 12 months. I also take a sabbatical. I also take time off for holidays. So having a number where my, or a model, I guess, where my numbers are built, my goals are built around a 12-month year doesn't really work for me. So personally, I like quarters, but that's another conversation for another day. Okay, so for you, however you're breaking it down, whether it's monthly, annually, quarterly, how many clients do you need? What do you need to charge? If you are booking that number of clients, what do the numbers need to look like? What do you need to bring in order to take home that six-figure year? On top of that, what would that look like in terms of the energy you're spending, in terms of the number of hours you're clocking in the office? What does that look like for you? Is that realistic? Is that overwhelming? In order to hit that six-figure year, does that mean that you need to scale back on the amount of time you have to spend with friends or family? Or are you looking at that and you're seeing, oh, if I take on X number of clients at a higher price point, then I could actually earn more without working more. See what I'm saying? Okay, so I believe that all of a sudden, if you start to look at these things, start mapping it out for yourself, you're gonna start to see more growth and more of a return on the investment of your time if you're truly strategic with where that time is going. All right, friend. Self-limiting mindset number 3 that's holding you back from your next or your first six-figure year is if you believe that that is a level of success that is not meant for you. What I mean by that is I see so many women, so many creatives who get caught up in this belief that high levels of success or big amounts of achievement are available to other people, but not to them. It's this belief that so many of us can hold on to, and it's very sneaky. It's lurking below the surface, and so often we don't even realize it's there. But when you see someone who hits a big goal, maybe that's 1 million Instagram followers or a 7-figure year or launching a course or landing a dream speaking engagement gig, if you're looking at what that person is doing and you're thinking, oh, that's so great for her, I could never do that. On some level, what you're telling yourself is that you are not deserving of those same bold opportunities. And if we think about that, that feels pretty heartbreaking. We need to stop that right in its tracks. I think that it's easy for us to tell ourselves that that level of success, maybe hitting, your 6-figure year, isn't achievable because you haven't been in business for 5 years, or you don't have 1 million Instagram followers, or you don't have, the publicity that someone else has. What we need to do is we need to stop that thinking right in its tracks. If you're believing that in order to hit 6 figures, you quote unquote need 5 years, 10 years, however many years of, years of experience in business, or if you need to have a certain number of Instagram followers, or you need titles that go to your name, like coach, speaker, educator, we have to stop that, because those are just fancy elements that at the end of the day don't really mean a lot. You can have been in business for 2 years and hit audacious financial goals. You could be in business for 20 years and you could still be struggling to hit that same financial goal. The number of years you've been in business can't replace your experience and what you've lived through and what you know about the work that you do and who your ideal clients are. The level of success that someone might project or display on social media, you don't actually know what's going on behind the scenes. And titles like coach, speaker, educator, you can slap a title on your business card, on your website, in your Instagram bio, but it doesn't necessarily mean anything. So, friend, what I want to encourage you to remember here is that I believe that anyone with a clear plan, a powerful product or service, and with a dedication to do the work can hit their financial goals. I believe that you, who you are in your current season of work and life, you are worthy, you are deserving of those big milestones, but you are also able to experience that level of success right where you are. You do not need to have been in business for X number of years. You can earn 6+ figures within your first 6 months of business. And I know because I've seen others do it. You can hit your first 6-figure year without being a coach, without being an educator, without having a podcast, because truly all it takes in order to hit that number is having a quality product that truly fits into your ideal client or customer's life. I'm going to say it again. I believe you can absolutely hit your goals right where you are in your current season of life, but you first have to free yourself of all the noise, all the self-limiting mindsets that are clouding your judgment, that are making it hard for you to see the way forward. They are getting in your way and making it impossible for you to see how you can make it happen. So friend, at the end of this conversation, I hope that you're feeling like that 6-figure year is not out of your reach. I hope that you're starting to get so pumped up and see how accessible this is. You are worthy of that level of success. You are deserving of good things. You are deserving of abundance. Now, if you are ready to get past these mental blocks and step into the belief that money is a resource that allows you to pour back into your life and the lives of those around you, then I would love to invite you to join me inside my 6-month group coaching program, the Heartfelt Brand Society. Applications are opening up, doors are swinging wide open for just a few days as I get ready to kick off my next cohort of this intimate and action-packed 6-month group coaching and mastermind experience. Together, it would be such an honor to deep dive with you into your goals, into your vision for the future, and equip you with the clarity and the accountability you need to make that a reality. I am going to share all the details inside the show notes if you are curious about hopping on a call with me and learning more about this program and how we could work together in this way. All you have to do is head to the show notes, click on the application button, fill that out, and then I'll be in touch to schedule a totally complimentary, 100% free call with you where I can learn more about your business, your goals, and how I can point you towards a direction that will truly serve you well in the coming months. Now, friends, I am so grateful for you hanging out with me today. I'm so glad that we got to really kick a lot of these self-limiting mindsets to the curb. And as always, I want you to know that I am cheering you on from Waco.